That was Bill Belichick earlier in the week on his Circle Jerk podcast there with Matt Patricia, and that was Lombardi, I think, was the other voice that you heard?
Yep.
We'll hear more from Lombardi in a minute because he had a lot to say today. Good stuff from him, actually, as he's really on that wall for Bill still. And you heard Bill there talking about how quarterbacks can't play defense. He's right.
He said it was Brady against Manning, but, you know, those two never lined up across from each other.
Yeah, we know, Matt. We know.
It was all you, Matt. It was all you.
They lined up against. They lined up against him. It was Peyton Manning against me, Matt Patricia. I made that great play in the Super Bowl. You may remember, which he
best
took
play ever.
For. Best play in the history that he went out there and did. It wasn't actually Malcolm Butler. It was Matt Patricia. But yes, that was part of the quote there, and it got me thinking sort of about Bill's philosophy on quarterbacks, and it really got me wondering how this all would have gone down in the event that they kept Bill around, drafted Drake May at third overall, which maybe Bill wouldn't have wanted to do, but just hypothetically here in this scenario, let's just say the roster's the same. He re-signed a lot of the same people, and I also think Bill might not have done that either. I think there's a lot of guys that got re-signed who Bill might have just let walk. I think that's something that would have happened in this offseason too. But let's take the reality out of it. We're doing a hypothetical here. Same roster, same draft picks, Bill Belichick in charge. Would Drake May have started week one? Would they have waited until week six? Would it have been some other time? What would the plan have been, do you think, under a Bill Belichick coached and not just coached, but, you know, running grand poobah, running everything? How would he have dealt with Drake May, do you think?
So we're starting with Drake May being drafted, right? We're not doing pre that. Like, we're not saying Bill would have traded down and not drafted Drake May. And
No. We're saying that May got drafted and the rest of the moves that happened in the offseason all happened the way that they did. It's the same roster, just Bill's in charge.
I think he starts in week one. I think Bill is more of a I think Mayo was also a football players play football, get better at football, but play football, that whole thing. But I think Bill would have had the yoke and the desire or whatever to, and he would have done it. He would have made sure it would have happened. I don't think there would have been any Alex Van Pelt, Elliot Wolf led dissenting opinions that would have gotten any carried any weight within the organization. And I do think Bill would have liked Drake May. Like, he seems like a guy that I think Bill could get along with. And he seems like, because Bill was trending more athletic. I do believe Bill was trending. This goes back a little ways now, but remember when he was all icky balooky about Tim Tebow when he was still at Florida? And like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. You got a guy that can run, you got a guy that can throw, and he can do this. It's really the single wing, and it's this, and the whole thing.
Instead, let's get that tight end in the fourth round and see how that works out.
Yeah, so it did. You know, stuff happens.
Stuff does happen, yes. And he eventually got Tebow. You know, Tebow was a Patriot for one preseason.
That didn't work great either.
It did not.
But no, I think he would have embraced having a modern quarterback, because even the Josh Allen thing. Remember the Josh Allen when Bill didn't get him, and he's like, I don't really see it, the whole MVP contender and
the
ESPN
the production
outed
meetings, yes, which Brady cannot do now. But yeah, it was a production meeting, and he said all that, yeah.
Yeah, and after that, he then started going over-the-top praise for Josh Allen and everything he can do and just the way he can manipulate a football game with his various skills. I think Bill would have loved Drake May. I think he would have played him sooner. I think Drake May would be more advanced now than he is in this current situation and iteration. And now, would it be successful? Would they have more wins? I don't know that I can look into that crystal ball, but I think those two would have liked each other. Because I think Drake May, doesn't he give you the vibe he just wants to play football and be coached? Like, I don't think he has, have we heard anything about Drake May with like a logo? Has he, taken out, what do you call when you like, Drake DM 10 or whatever.
Oh, and you did trademarks and stuff.
Trademarks. Like, remember there was all that talk of Mac doing that right out the gates?
Mm-hmm.
I think Mac fancied himself a corporation. I think Drake May fancies himself a quarterback. And I think that would have melded well with Bill.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Just personality-wise, I think that he would have been a little bit more of a yes, sir, no, sir, whatever you say, sir, like that type of thing. Which is why I think Bill liked Bailey Zappi more than Mac Jones. I think Zappi was a little more like that. And Bill tended to maybe lean in that direction when, even though Zappi was limited, and Mac was limited too, but I think we all know who the more talented QB was between the two of them and raw talent. And Bill, I think, leaned sort of more in that way. And I think that's what he likes about quarterbacks. He likes quarterbacks who aren't super independent thinkers, except for Cam Newton that one year somehow. But, like, he likes a quarterback who will just go along with the plan, not ask too many questions, not get too uppity about stuff, you know, like Mac Jones used to do, and just kind of go with what he says because he's in charge and it's his team. And, yeah, you're the quarterback and it's an important position, but don't ever forget, this is all about me and it's all about what I want to have happen here. And I think that, in general, Drake May seems a little bit more of a go with the flow kind of guy than Drake May, than Mac Jones is. Then again,
or Caleb Williams. I think Bill would not work with Caleb Williams. I don't think Bill and Caleb Williams could coexist successfully because Caleb Williams is everything you just said. Like asking why, like, you know, remember all the stories he wanted to basically break tax laws with his contract with the Bears. He wanted to do something so different.
He wanted to be an owner or something, or have an ownership stake in the team.
All kinds of weird stuff that I think Bill would lose his mind over, like the guy thinking he's more than just the quarterback of the football team. And I think there was a hint of that with Mac. And I agree with your Zappy thing. I think Zappy was a Texas bred, I'm the quarterback, but I'm just a football player. Coach, you tell me to do it, and I'll do it to the best of my ability. And I think Drake May has more of that than Mac ever did.
Yeah, I agree. As far as the idea that the quarterbacks can't play defense, that's true.
Did he see Drake May's tackle? Whoa. Did he see Drake May's tackle after the interception?
True. He did.
Maybe this quarterback could play defense.
Maybe he could. I wouldn't expect it. I know Mac Jones, after that interception, got flattened by Chandler Jones.
Yeah, that
wasn't great. That wasn't good. That was that moment of Jones running him over. That was really emblematic of like the post-Brady years. I feel like that was like a snapshot of what it all looked like. Here's your starting quarterback.
He got mushed
into the ground. Like, I mean, it almost looked like he had to dig himself up out of the turf because he got pushed so far into it. And it's just, you know, that whole thing, which all happened under Bill, by the way. I love how everyone's like, oh, yeah, situational football was so much better under Belichick. Yeah, tell that to Jacoby Myers and who was the other one? What was it? It wasn't Stevenson.
Oh,
no, it was Stevenson, yeah.
It was Stevenson.
Stevenson
was
and
your
Myers.
Best player.
With the that wild lateral play that ended up getting picked off and ended up getting Mac Jones buried in the turf. That all happened during the Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of those. So, yes. Don't forget the Miracle in Miami, the ultimate situational football where they decided to put Gronk on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Good call there. I don't know why you'd want your least mobile tackler who's never tackling anyone to be the last line of defense when you need a tackle.
I know. I think they thought maybe it would be a bat down situation. So they
it
put
wasn't.
The tall guy back there. That was not the situation. It was a Gronk getting spun around and deked out of his cleats. And yes, again, all happened under Bill Belichick.
What about the lateral? What was that, the Raiders?
The lateral?
Yeah, that was
the Chandler Jones play.
Oh, yeah. Try same play.
It was the whole the same play, but yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of aspects that were really bad in that play, so I understand, Stiz. It wasn't just Mac getting, so like, there was a lot you could pick apart in that play.
There certainly was. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll hear more from Mike Lombardi, who today had a whole lot to say about blaming Bill Belichick for the current state of the roster. How much of this roster is Bill's fault? When should you stop blaming Bill Belichick? And we'll debut a brand new segment here, the brainchild of Andy Hart, the Patriots Pillars Power Rankings. Very alliterative. You can tell this guy's a writer. We'll get to all of that right after Stiz tells you what's trending.